I know it may seem strange to many of you that I would choose to open a gun store, but to be honest, the NRA, after years and years, has finally gotten to me. Because they've really taught me that guns don't kill people. Mentally ill people with guns kill people. And if we all had enough guns, we could kill all the mentally ill people. It was, after Sandy Hook, oddly enough, the NRA that pointed out to the American people, we have a problem with mental illness. And whenever I think about the problem of mental illness, the first people that I want to talk with are the good folks at the NRA. Their work in the field of mental illness is, as we all know, legendary. We do have to deal with mental illness. And we're not gonna. We're not. Part of the reason we're not is because 40% of the American people don't think there is such a thing as mental illness. Do they? Mm-mm. That's 40%. And I just made that number up. I made that number up because I've watched politicians for the whole year making numbers up every fucking day. And they're not supposed to be making numbers up. I'm a comic. I'm supposed to make shit up. My generation is the problem here because my generation was born and raised with no knowledge whatsoever of mental illness. None. We didn't know anything about it. You know, unless you had a family member who was mentally ill, and then if there was someone in the neighborhood who was mentally ill, they were hidden from the rest of the neighborhood because people were ashamed of it. So nobody knew, the only time you heard about mental illness is if there was somebody with 16 personalities, you know, that the person who could play canasta by themselves. By the time I got to college, it was no different. None. None whatsoever. By the time I got to college, I took a course in Psych 1. And all I learned from that is that a pigeon will smash its face against something in order to get a fucking pellet of food. You would think that even if we didn't know about it and what was up with mental illness in terms of dealing with it, that the National Institute of Mental Health would. But even by 2003, they funded 16 studies to find out how a pigeon thinks. They funded one study about postpartum psychosis. 16 studies to find out how a pigeon thinks? They could have called any fucking New Yorker. We could have told them, I got to shit. I can't believe I'm still shitting. I thought I stopped shitting. No, I'm still shitting. French fries. I believe that we all learned about mental illness the same way that I did. I think we did that through dating. Come on, this is New York. I truly expected a bigger laugh there. Everybody in this room has been out with somebody, and on that third date, we're sitting there going, oh my God. They're talking to a sock puppet. I truly believe that now that the gays have come out of the closet, that the next group that has to come out of the closet are the mentally ill. But they're mentally ill, so they don't know where the door handle is. So we're going to have to open the door for them. We used to have places that dealt with mental illness throughout the country until the early 80s. There were mental institutions throughout the entire country. These institutions took care of those who truly were the illest of the ill, the ones who could not deal with reality whatsoever. And what these institutions provided was a safe haven where they could go and get help and also begin to understand how to bring these people back to reality. Now, if you have a loved one who cannot cope with reality, the best you can hope for is to get them away for 5 days. And then you got to take them back. And everybody knows somebody who can't deal with reality, 5 days, fuck, no problem. It's unbelievable. But we had those in place. And what happened? Starting with Kennedy and going through Reagan, the Democrats and the Republicans systematically took them apart and ended up closing them. Closed them down. Why? To save money. Well, we're going to have to deal with it again. And what's it going to cost? More fucking money! Because that's the way it works. This bullshit about saving money is a crock of shit. When you've got something, a big, big fucking problem, you deal with it. And you fucking pay for it. Because if you wait, it's more fucking expensive. And that's a Jew advising you on it. If you don't think we have a problem with mental illness, I need you to take a good long look at Congress. That is the largest outpatient clinic in the world. And we pay for their health insurance.